Good morning and welcome back to BVTV. Summer is officially over and many investors are now back in the market. But if you just came back from holiday on a desert island with no internet connection and you were wondering what you missed out on, well, the quick answer is not much. Volatility has been fairly muted with only a few spikes in August. Nevertheless, we have had a few interesting events worth highlighting. So here are my three key picks from this summer. Firstly, the strong and fast appreciation of the euro, expectations of a more hawkish ECB and stronger than expected macroeconomic data continued to support the eurozone currency. It is now up 13% year to date versus the dollar. To put this move into context, here is an interesting chart from Deutsche Bank showing how the euro is only now approaching fair value, suggesting the recent move was not that extreme, and there is still room for the euro to appreciate further against the dollar. Staying in the currencies world, if you think the euro's 13% appreciation is a very sharp move, then you better take a look at Bitcoin. The most popular cryptocurrency almost doubled in price over the summer, mainly on the back of increasing demand coming from Japan. But even more impressive is the performance they generated since they first started to be traded. In the early stages, one Bitcoin was worth $0.08, while today it is worth over $4,500. This means that if in 2010 you had invested $100 in Bitcoins, you would be millionaire by now. More precisely, you would have close to $6 million in your wallet. Finally, one of the key events of note from this summer was the escalation of tensions between North Korea and the US. North Korea recently launched a missile over Japan and has already made it clear that they have the American territory of Guam on their radar. Trump, on the other hand, doesn't seem inclined to take a diplomatic approach, and recently he said that talking is not the answer to the North Korean situation. So far, the market hasn't reacted significantly to this escalation in tension, and volatility this year has remained relatively low, as you can see from the chart. However, volatility is typically higher in the 3 months following August, when markets typically exit from the summer lull. October, in particular, is the month that historically has shown the highest volatility. If the North Korean situation were to continue over the coming months, market might react in a more significant way. In addition to North Korea, a spike in volatility could come from the latest in the US debt ceiling saga, where funds will likely run out on the 25th of September. And it doesn't seem like an agreement will be easy to find this time around. So if these are the things to pay particular attention to in the following months, here are the things to look at for the week ahead. Most of the economic releases will come from Europe, and it will be interesting to see if the positive momentum continues in the region, potentially giving additional support to the euro rally. On Thursday, then, we will have the ECB monetary policy meeting and interest rate announcement. Markets don't expect any changes to rates at this stage. Well, this is it from my side. Thanks for tuning in and have a nice day.